Our reading this morning is to be found on page 670 from Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 1 to 8. A time for everything. Everything is a time for everything. There is a time for everything. And a season for everything, every activity under the sun. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to uproot. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to tear down and a time to build. A time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn, and a time to dance, a time to scatter stones, and a time to gather them, a time to embrace, and a time to refrain, a time to search, and a time to give up, a time to keep, and a time to throw away, a time to tear, and a time to mend, a time to be silent, and a time to speak, a time to love, and a time to hate, a time for war, and a time for peace. Now we turn to page 555, where we find Psalm 23. A Psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This is the word of the Lord.
So we have this time this morning to remember our loved ones who have died, to hold before God our feelings about them, to let him know that we miss them, to remember that nothing is lost in God's care, and to try to trust in him for their safekeeping. Depending on where we may be in the various stages of grief, which are not a linear process, it's not from A to B, grief kind of goes more like that. Remembering our loved ones can be something which brings us comfort and joy, but it can also be a very painful thing and not at all easy to do. All of us who have lost loved ones, whether recently or longer ago, are at different stages on a journey. And it takes courage to set aside time, like we are this morning, to acknowledge before God and with each other how we're feeling as we reflect on the memories of those who have died. Each of us remember our loved ones in different ways. Some of us will like to have objects around the house which remind us of the person we are remembering and help us to think about them each day. Others of us will love to look at family photos. Or we might find visiting the grave of our loved one an important thing to do. There are very many different ways we can remember the people who were once with us, who are not anymore. For many of us, the memories we have will be happy ones. But for some of us, the memories are painful. The memories themselves, that is. There might have been difficult relationships, unhappy deaths, unresolved endings, and so on. All of this we bring before God today. The good and the bad, the joys and the sorrows, all of the things, spoken or unspoken, that rest in our hearts. In our first Bible reading from Ecclesiastes, we find words that are very appropriate for a day like today. There is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens. A time to be born and a time to die. In an instant, the author has expressed how fragile life is. There is a time to be born, but there is also a time for each one of us to die. And there is a season for all the other activities of life too, for every event under heaven. Today, we find ourselves in a time of remembering our loved ones. It is such a great gift from God that He gives us one another to love. But when we love, it hurts deeply when those we love die. And part of what we do this morning is we stop and we acknowledge that truth. Our remembering is a kind of bittersweet experience for many of us. Bitter because those we have loved and lost are no longer with us. But sweet because we often also have the opportunity to remember the good times, the funny times, the experiences that have been shared, good or bad. And in our remembering, we celebrate the lives of those we have lost and we bring them honour. Today, too, is an opportunity to receive comfort as we consciously bring those who are close to us who have died into God's presence by having their names read aloud, by remembering them silently in our own hearts, by lighting candles to bring all that is on our hearts into the light of God's love. We also have the opportunity to turn, if we wish, to Jesus the Good Shepherd to guide and comfort and help us. Our second reading, Psalm 23, is all about this. Written by David, who was both a shepherd and a king, it is a testimony of his personal experiences of God. His words act as a balm to our wounded souls. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. This part of Scripture, too, covers all of life, and we realise, lingering over the words, that David doesn't write with poetic exaggeration or with theoretical theology. He writes as someone who has experienced God at work personally in these ways. David has heard God's voice, heard his lead, felt his care. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. In times of deep crisis, when we find ourselves in the valley of the shadow of death, that of our loved ones or of our own, God is with us. When we find ourselves weak in the dark and uncertainty of the future, at times when all the colour drains out of life and our soul is downcast, we can look up. We can fix our eyes on Jesus the Good Shepherd. We can stick close to him and choose to trust him. Because Jesus knows the way through every valley, and he will guide us safely through. Amen.